broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use continues. This is indeed the broadcast for August 6th in the year of our Lord, 2015. It's hour two of two already. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founders. All right, folks, Sam and Kurt live on your radio. Kurt's with me. By the way, this half hour is brought to you by thepowermall.com. You want books, DVDs, videos, health food products, and more. Do business with the good guys, thepowermall.com. All right, now, last hour, Art off the grid dialed in a listener and said, hey, you know Rand Paul's not really one of us because he stands big time with Israel. And Art was correct about Rand Paul standing for Israel, but there was a little, I think Art was trying to bring up the act by memory. The act is slightly differently titled than Art was thinking. So Rand Paul, it's called the Stand with Israel Act. And it was, he thought it was the Support of Israel Act or something like that, but it's called the Stand with Israel Act. So just a slight correction on that. The only reason it's important to bring up that slight correction is if somebody's trying to look it up on the internet, it'll be easier to find if you have the right words. The Stand with Israel Act. And it wants to cut funding to Palestine, et cetera, et cetera. And anyway, Art is right on that, by the way. Now, listener, Art off the grid says Hillary Clinton is the greased pig candidate. I thought that was quite comical. And I think there's truth to it, even though it's funny. The sad part is it's so true, it's not even really funny. But you can't help but laugh. And I was looking on the internet about greased pigs. And there's a how to catch a greased pig 8 steps with photos and everything up on the internet. So if y'all want to go ahead and see if you can catch Hillary, that's probably how you start. All right, Kurt, without further ado, $30,000 worth of shopping carts seized as new homeless program starts. What the heck's going on?
Well, you know, Sam, I mean, you've probably, you know, witnessed this, and most folks have, is that, you know, if you're a homeless folk person, I guess you got to have some place to put your, well, the items, the few items you've got, and they typically will use, you know, the available shopping cart. And anyway, apparently there's been in the Salt Lake City area, there's been an individual who has donated basically an abandoned building in the, I don't know if you call it the homeless section or whatever, but and so now this is available according to the Salt Lake Police Department. This area is available. It's got some locked bins in this facility so that, you know, these folks can store their items there and make sure that they'll be safe, et cetera. And they can return several times during the day to access their property. This is what the guy said. He says it allows the homeless population to hopefully go out and find a job or find housing and maybe even seek medical attention, because if they don't have a place to secure their property, they're constantly worrying about their stuff, he said. Sometimes everything they own is in that shopping cart. Now, the story goes on to say that homeless people no longer need these shopping carts to store items, and police have taken the carts and returned them to local stores. They say they reported that they seized over 25,000, besides the shopping carts, by the way, 25,000 worth of heroin, 10,000 worth of cocaine, and 10,000 in cash. You know, I can understand the cocaine.
So it sounds like the homeless has plenty of drugs and cash, Kurt.
Well, yeah. Anyway, they say multiple arrests were made during this time frame, I guess going through the different shopping carts. The Well, the one guy's, you know, from the police department, he says, "We know our work is cut out for us in our downtown area, so we're trying to send a strong message to individuals who purchase or sell or use drugs to not come to Salt Lake City to do their illegal activity. We'll continue to work on this problem until we get some relief." Anyway, you know, bottom line is, now the shopping carts, those $30,000 worth of shopping carts, are apparently not needed by the homeless anymore, and the, you know, the homeless have a place to store their belongings when they're out looking for work and a place to stay, etc. Right, Sam?
Yeah, I want to just kind of tell you this brilliant headline.
Mm-hmm.
Suspect in latest theater attack had psychological issues, Kurt.
Really, Sam?
Now, I mean, this is just like, wow. I mean, the mainstream press is digging in. Stroke of brilliance going on. I just see this and I think, are you kidding me? I mean, who goes ballistic with a gun and murders innocent people and then they don't have psychological issues, Kurt?
Well,
so my headline is, you think?
Sam. Yeah, duh. But anyway, you know, this is, you know, this big kind of in-depth reporting, you know?
Yeah. All right. So what's the bottom line with this shopping cart thing then, Kurt? Are you for this plan for the homeless?
Well, you know, I know that, you know, it's interesting. It's, in my opinion, you shouldn't really have government handing out
lockers.
I don't know. Yeah.
So I'm for the plan with a twist, Kurt.
Wouldn't it be cool if the churches were able to do this? But at least we've seen in the past, Sam, where the government gets ticked off when the churches try to offer things like beds for the homeless,
kitchens
or whatever,
for food.
Or food, you know. I mean, because, hey, they don't want them taking over their gig, right?
Yeah, so I'm for the plan if you let it be in the hands of a private sector, either a nonprofit or a church or a charitable organization of some kind. I think the idea is brilliant because I think there is some truth to that, that, hey, these people really struggle when it comes to, you know, if all you've got, Kurt, is a shopping cart with maybe a blanket and, you know, a little bit of clothing or whatever you've got, you know, your few items, maybe a picture of your loved ones or whatever you hold on to. It's very difficult to try to get a job or get medical care or go in somewhere and do things when, you know, you got to hold on to that stuff and that's all you got. I get that and I agree. However, this doesn't need to be government administered, and that's kind of the problem here. So in general, hey, it's a great idea. And when they say $30,000 worth of shopping carts seized, how many shopping carts is that, Kurt?
Well, you know, I suppose.
Because those are expensive suckers, so there's a lot of them.
That's right.
Holy moly.
You know, I mean, I've driven some shopping carts that I wouldn't, you know, pay a buck for. I mean, you know, with a bad wheel or, you know, something like that. And then, yet on the other hand, I suppose when it's, you know, valued as, you know, insurance or by the bank, you know, as an asset.
Now you're talking.
Hey, that shopping carts are very valuable.
Yes, sir. And now I want, when I go to the store next time, I want the shopping cart that held the cocaine, personally. I'm just saying. Because they return them to the stores, right?
I guess so.
All right. Now, they say the suspect in theater attack had psychological issues. You think? Man, those guys are just brilliant. All right. The Bush campaign, Kurt, sees, and remember how I told you that the Trump campaign, it's kind of like the spoiler candidate, and I think he's there to run interference, there to create very belligerent, untouchable phrasing regarding topics that they want to basically ignore. And the way you ignore them is you put together a spoiler candidate that makes those topics toxic by their belligerence and et cetera. And then it's easy to back away from the whole thing and kind of keep a rein on what's, quote, acceptable and stuff like that. I've told you this. I believe Trump plays this role. Well, now Jeb Bush agrees with me. The headline, believe it or not, is in the mainstream press. Jonathan Martin wrote the article, Dateline Washington, Kurt. Bush campaign sees upside to surge in the GOP. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, Jeb Bush, You know, I like the phrase sleeper candidate because, you know, you could certainly get put to sleep by him. You know, and I mean, I just feel like, wow, why do we got him again? But, you know, it's just a standard thing. You look back at in history and you had Clinton and Bush and here it is again, you know, and it's coming your way.
Yeah, so let me kind of give you the details here. It may be the summer of Trump, but the publicity hunger of the magnet known as Trump may not be the only candidate that'll get attention. Donald Trump's surge in the polls has been welcomed with concealed delight by Bush and his supporters. Yeah. In other words, it makes it harder for those who would really provide an alternative to emerge and easier for Bush to take control in the end. Details in seconds. Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so Republican strategists who love Jeb Bush are delighted that Donald Trump's controlling everything right now. They say, hey, the longer he does that, he freezes out all the other candidates, and at some point, the panic's going to build. And when the panic builds, then you may not have the luxury to flirt with an unknown candidate. And so if you want to put out that fire of we're going to lose to Hillary or lose to a Democratic side, you're going to have to grab the biggest blanket you can in the establishment, and that's Jeb. So they say, you know what? Trump has tapped into the current anti-establishment viewpoints. In anger, he has little chance to ultimately win the nomination. Okay, there's a lot of primary voters who say they would not support a Trump under any circumstances. So, right now, listen carefully, Trump is depriving the other 16 candidates the political oxygen they need to get off the ground with grassroots supporters in early nominating states. They also can't get donations from fence-riding donors. So Bush can stay behind the scenes, not be attacked, let Trump deny all these other candidates oxygen. He can continue behind the scenes to collect and gain political advantage, money, and organize his organization. And then he won't be challenged. Okay? Now, Chris Christie could barely contain his exasperation when asked about Mr. Trump's claim about building a wall on the border with Mexico and having Mexico pay for it. He said this really strikes at the credibility of the presidency. Now, in this poll, Chris Christie drew 4% and Scott Walker 7%, but they're saying those guys are at the top with Bush. But anyway, the bottom line is this big old long story in the mainstream press says, hey, Mr. Bush enthusiasts are all but giddy. Yeah, giddy. You got to give Trump credit, says Senator Orrin Hatch. He's really created a firestorm here because he's such a controversial character. It's taken away opportunities for a lot of others to burst through. And in the end of the day, it will be Jeb Bush. We have to campaign across this country with joy in our hearts, not anger, says Bush. Yeah. What do you think? Yeah, you got less educated folks voting for or considering Trump. But when you get Walker or some of these other candidates vying for the nod by the Republican establishment, they don't have the ability to match the bluster, the promises, the funding of a Trump. So the longer he's in, the better, said David Winston, a Republican pollster. He'll say something outrageous, so polarizing, and then where do they go? The answer? Come back to common sense with Jeb Bush, the proven entity that is ready to, quote, take on Hillary. Yeah. Donald Trump is death by 100 cuts, they say. Now, many people say that Trump will remain a factor into this fall. All the better, because many party strategists believe eventually Donald Trump will self-destruct. And my response to that, Curtis, Donald Trump won't self-destruct. He will just destruct when the mainstream press, he who owns the media, makes the rules, decides he's going to destruct. So understand that Donald Trump is going to play the, quote, Trump card until he's no longer useful. And then they'll basically get rid of the useful idiot. Yeah. Bottom line is Jeb Bush believes he's in the driver's seat already, Kurt. Now, I told you about this. I warned you this would be the case before I ever even saw this article. So this just goes to show that Sam is thinking, or the strategists are thinking along the same lines that I've been thinking, Kurt, that this is, for the insiders, a blessing. Just let Trump take all the heat. Let him absolutely make certain campaign discussions toxic so that you can stay on target with what the insiders really want and eventually just get rid of the useful idiot. That's the agenda from these people. What do you think?
Well, I think this, you know, that's what they plan. You know, I do know that the American people can or could have a say in this. They typically with the media controlled like it typically is, and you know, as you teach, he who owns the media makes the rules. They can either make Trump a darling or Jeb Bush, you know, they can make him look good, give him some leak coverage, you know, give him the media that, well, you can't even buy, or not. And they can do that with any of those candidates or even somebody else, you know, and that's just the way it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, but I find it fascinating that the mainstream press establishment strategists believe Donald Trump is playing the same role that I think that he's playing. I find that,
you know,
fascinating.
You know, this has worked in the game plan for them before when you had a Perot, Clinton, Bush. You know, then, you know, really, most of the time what they do is they hedge their bets so that they own all the horses, if you will. And, you know, I'd be surprised if they don't end up with those, you know, their chosen ones. But it's true, ladies and gentlemen, that it can be different. But it does require a participatory situation, not a spectator kind of sport here, right, Sam?
Yeah, there you go. Very interesting indeed. All right. This is a very tough topic, but we got to discuss it, I guess. Couples are having less sex for fear that it'll be a letdown. And I guess basically internet, movies, books are putting couples under tremendous pressure. Many find the, quote, steamy antics of 50 Shades of Grey too intimidating. And I guess the idea here is that couples are not involved sexually because they're like, hey, I can never perform up to the standard that these books and videos and porn, whatever. And so they're not involved physically, and it's taking a real toll on marriages and on relationships. Kurt, first let's have your response, then I'll chime in here.
Yeah, you know, the long, rather lengthy articles and the, you know, the whole topic, et cetera, forgets several of the key ingredients to satisfying home life between a married, well, husband and wife committed to each other. Is it, hey, first of all, it's what it's got to be. There's God's laws for satisfaction, if you will, for joy, for, you know, that kind of stuff. He's got his certain laws. And even if you think you can just kind of avoid those and, you know, live life, the good life, it's just not going to happen.
Now, there are several components here that I think are worth mentioning, Kurt. And the first one is this. Part of the problem is these topics don't belong in a public forum in the first place.
Yep. Great point.
And when they are, there's trouble. Now, it doesn't mean that we're sexophobes. It doesn't mean that we're paranoid to talk about these things. The question is, how should these things be talked about? With whom, when, where, etc. And that's the problem with these movies, that they titillate the public. It's virtual pornography. And it's wrong. It's wrong to be a public discourse discussion. That's number one. And when it is, of course nobody's going to measure up to the movies, to the books, to the fantasy world. Nobody can ever measure up. That's number one.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Sam and Kurt with you live. We're talking about this crazy idea. Couples are having less sex for fear it'll be a, quote, letdown. The internet, the movies, books, the porn industry, putting couples under pressure. Example? The steamy antics within 50 Shades of Grey are way too intimidating for folks. And I submit to you that the problem here is several fold. Number one, that is that this should not be a public discourse in the first place. Okay? And number two, you'll never have reality meet this fantasy world. Okay? This 50 Shades of Grey, these videos, these books, these, they're all fantasies. And the fantasy, and Kurt nailed it, and I wanted to kind of preempt Kurt a little bit because I think that this discussion about fantasy versus reality kind of leads into Kurt's main point. And I think Kurt's right as rain. So what I'm saying is, look, the fantasy world is primarily focused on man's view, the natural man, different from God's view. And the natural man says, hey, everybody needs to be a porn star. Everyone needs to be sexually perfect. And it needs to be mind-blowing, and it needs to be this, and it needs to be that, and it needs to be... And the more we coax that view in mainstream perversion, the more impossible it will be for anyone to fulfill the fantasy world. And the example that I would use is the modeling industry, where you have these painted, these brushed, these perfect women. They're so perfect on canvas, they're so perfect digitally speaking after the work has been done, that even the models don't even measure up to the truth, not even close. Much less any real human being. The models starve themselves and still can't get there. Okay, and so what we've got is this fantasy world, the natural man view, put in our face every day, all the time. And that ought not be, number one. Number two, this directly points to Kurt's direction here, which is, when you talk about God's law, I don't think God said, you know what, you need to marry a wife that's a porn star. Or marry a wife that can act out 50 shades of fantasy. Or whatever it be. God intended for a husband and a wife to be together and to love one another with complete fidelity. And it's not about being this rock star for, quote, personal gratification. It's about mutual respect. It's about appreciation. It's about realizing that we are sons and daughters of God, and God put marriage or husband and wife together to enjoy each other's company as best friends, to go through the thick and the thin of life together as companions and partners, to enjoy that special something that they share with no one else. And it's not about being perfect. It's not about measuring up to some false fantasy. It's about no pressure, about being kind and loving to one another and the expression of that love through the consummation of the marriage vow. It's designed to bring people together. It's designed to bring children to the earth. God's direction and man's direction are at increasingly dividing odds, Kurt. And that's kind of your point here, and I think you got to carry forward with this discussion. This is serious. And couples who are concerned about this are focusing on all the wrong things for all the wrong reasons, Kurt, and they're going to have trouble in every aspect of their life when they do this.
I couldn't agree more, Sam. You know, the bottom line is, you know, there's God's way of doing things, you know, and in this case, you know, God's way of, you know, having husbands and wives be with each other. And then there's, you know, the opposite or the, you know, the evil one's ways. And he is always wanting to, well, take anything good and counterfeit it. And he is, well, he's effective at it. And these people that say, oh, we can't figure out what's the problem here, hey, they need to just go to the basics, get those things done right, treat each other properly, hey, and things can be good again.
Yeah, but it starts with rejecting this natural man fantasy world of everything is for my, quote, satisfaction. Because the second you say that I'm not going to be intimate with my spouse because she'll never measure up or he'll never measure up to the 50 Shades of Grey or to some fantasy world, the next thing says, you know what? They don't measure up in any other aspect of life either, Kurt. First off, they're not model perfect. Secondly, they're not a great mother. I mean, just think of the people who write mothering books or parenting books or and the list goes on and on. Nobody will ever measure up, Kurt, to this deceptive manipulation by Satan, ever. And so you're going down the wrong road of this idea that everybody is put on this planet to satisfy me, sexually or otherwise. And that selfish idea that it's about me and about my enjoyment or my satisfaction or catering to my every passion or whim is the lie. And it's not just about sex, Kurt. This discussion can be broadened to everything. Do I wake up tomorrow and say, you know, the kids are a pain and my wife's not the sexual, quote, whatever I expect, and so I'm out of here. Why should I spend my money? I mean, I work hard every day. Why should I spend my money on that? The kids are disrespectful. They're not even appreciative. The wife's not who she ought to be. It's not what I signed up for. See, that's the lie, and it goes down the road with every aspect of life, Kurt. This is not just a sexual discussion is my point. It's not. It's a selfless versus selfish discussion. It's a God plug you into the family and believing in your spouse and putting your spouse and your children's needs above your own, the selfless view, God's view, or a selfish view which says, Kurt, you know what? We can't do this show anymore because you're not catering to my every whim. Or I'm not going to work with my people in my workplace. They don't measure up to how awesome I am. And every aspect of life can relate to this, right?
Mm-hmm. Great point, Sam.
And it's all baloney. It's all a big old lie. You're going to wake up and realize that you have missed the most important if you do this, if you go along this line. Okay? Oh, it's just a tragedy. Now it gets worse because you can either be involved in this deception by Satan or you can be involved in this force scenario, which is our next story. Kurt, what the heck is sexual jihad, Kurt? Maybe that's being practiced all over the planet and destroying families everywhere, huh?
Well, what you've got is, you know, this bad guy they like to talk about with this ISIS or ISIS or whatever you want to call it. In this case, you know, they basically, the story comes out of the across the pond that they've killed 19 girls for refusing to have sex with their fighters. And the UN envoy was, you know, in the area, you know, and gave them this report. says that, you know, these people don't value womanhood, etc. And, of course, this is all intended, in my opinion. You know, part of it is good to explain the situation, but the other part is to, enrage the Americans, etc., so that then, hey, they'll release the bullets and bombs and the whole, military kind of thing, you know, can be, agreed upon or whatever. And so then you'll have a whole lot more people will be dying than, are dying now when the, we go in to, quote, save the world. And that's, the military-industrial complex. They love war, and so do the big bankers, etc. And that's kind of part of the drumbeat for it, Sam.
Yeah, and to me, whether you're going to be involved in this fantasy world and voluntarily decide that your spouse will never measure up in your selfish quest, or whether you're going to be forced with perversion of sexual jihad, in other words, what are these women supposed to be? Just basically nothing but, I want to be careful with my phrasing here. It's easy to know what to say, but it won't be appropriate. These women would be, they would basically complete their womanhood by being a sexual toy for these fighters, right? And that's what the jihad is. And if this man fights by day and gets sexually cared for by night by someone that's not his spouse or her, yeah, not his spouse, then that would be somehow the fulfilling of one's destiny, so to speak. Is that the idea?
Well, it's, it's basically slavery.
It's a satanic lie, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right.
Force, just, not married, everything about it violates God's laws. And so
they say girls that are aged just 1 to 9 years old are the ones that bring the most money at these, slavery markets. They say they're peddled like barrels of petrol, and one can be bought by 6 different men, but the bottom line is, hey, there's evil stuff going on in the world, and, the answer, in my opinion, that they want to promote is, hey, man, you guys just bring in your military, just do some bombing and beating and smashing and all that kind of stuff. And then, hey, these people will be saved. Well, what typically happens in those cases, a whole lot of more people even die. Now, what the real solution would be, is it has to do with the individuals that are causing this trouble to be taken care of, and they can be done in a small, sin in matter, right?
Yes, sir. Anyway, the number of perversions that Satan could put together to strike at the very heart of the family is astounding. Double down. Focus on God's laws. He's given us solutions.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip 2 Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. Well, I stopped to do some walking. I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill, and I feel great.
I had three bypass 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way he could have went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby on your radio, and the workforce is changing. They're destroying everything relating to the family. Okay, everything relating to mothers and fathers living together as equals, loving one another with complete fidelity and kindness and selflessness and working together based on God's viewpoint of marriage. He's articulated his intent of the family to be the fundamental unit of society, biblically and otherwise. And all these different issues strike at the heart of the family. This next one relates to careers, but again, it's just as devastating to the family. What do they call it? New gig economy. Spells end to lifetime careers. Employees are becoming recast as contractors, vendors, and, quote, temporary workers. They call it the new gig economy, Kurt.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting, Sam. Now, this is, they talk like, man, this is really new stuff, but we've seen this for quite some time. They talk about how it used to be a man on a production line or a salary man in a city office, a secure yet repressed cog in a machine. You know, he just kind of worked there for so many years and then moved on. They say there's still millions of these, including many women. But the new world of work is both more exciting and less secure. There's greater variety in both pay and conditions.
By the way, Kurt, that doesn't sound a lot more exciting to me personally.
Yeah. Well, you know, if excitement is you're looking in the wind mirror to see if you've got a, you know, policeman, I guess that's kind of exciting. But anyway, they say a job is more likely to be part-time, temporary, freelance, or, get this, Sam, self-employed. It may not be a job at all in the way it used to be defined. They say high quality. Well, anyway, bottom line is Hillary Clinton's got the answer for this, and she always does. But she lamented in a recent campaign speech the weakening of the U.S. employment employment bargain. She says that built the greatest economy and the strongest middle class the world has ever known. She went on to say, if you work hard and do your part, you should be able to get ahead. As she talked about this thing she called the gig economy, the growth of these online platforms such as Airbnb and Uber, on which people buy and sell services and jobs, she says it's creating exciting economies and unleashing innovation, but it's also raising hard questions about workplace protections and what a good job will look like in the future. So, how do you see the future about this whole, you know, job thing stacking up, Sam? What do you see in the future?
Well, I see in the future exactly what these people are claiming because they have the ability to make it happen, Kurt. They have the ability to force this on the rest of us. Okay? And they say that, you know, people love this, Kurt. They say that people have the opportunity for great wealth, self-employment, and people love this, quote, opportunity. There's a lot of potential in the, quote, new world of work. Okay, now, that's the problem with this. Because here's the deal. The new gig economy spells end to lifetime careers as employees are recast as contractors and temporary workers. Gone is the era, they say, of the lifetime career, let alone the lifetime job, and the economic security that came with it. Yet this world of insecurity and risk is one that many people seem to appreciate. My response to that is not. And here's the problem, Kurt. Remember how I always talk about and teach that when you and I bring up a phrase or a term or a something, it's not what when these elitists bring up the same term, it's not what they mean, and we don't mean what they mean, but we think we mean the same thing. Have I confused you yet? When I use the word self-employed, and when Hillary uses the word self-employed, we're talking about two completely different realities. So, do I believe that self-employment's a great opportunity and should be the norm in America? Absolutely. Go look at the founders. Almost every one of them were entrepreneurs, business owners, self-employed. They first started out, learning from somebody else in an apprenticeship. They took education very seriously. Education was a lifetime topic for them. They became very good at what they did, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That was kind of the plan for America, and the huge corporation was frowned upon. And I support that view of the founders of the free market, of one being in charge of their own destiny with risks and rewards that come with it in a very minimal regulation scenario, in a very appropriate level playing field, et cetera, et cetera, where government basically just made sure the playing field was fair, the contracts were honored, and other than that, they stayed out of the way in the free market of supply and demand and innovation and all these things to the table. We're the answers. We're the solution, and we're the order of the day. I support that, and that's my view of self-employment, et cetera, Kurt. And I'm fine with this world of having insecurities and risk. That's great. However, when Hillary talks about self-employment, Kurt, we're not talking about the same discussion at all. She envisions a world, Kurt, where you feel like you're free. But she will, in a fascist scenario, control your corporation from her government throne. And you won't be free. You'll have regulations that relate to the shock and awe tactics of the Bush administration. You will have these incredible regulations that absolutely create operation choke point on your business, if you will. And so she won't own your business. You'll be self-employed. You'll think you're free. But I'm telling you right now, it won't be based on the free market of supply and demand. It won't be based on creating a level playing field. It will be based on you will either play their way or not at all. That's what they're aiming for, Kurt. And so the sad part is when we use these phrases like self-employment, like opportunity, like the opportunity for prosperity. You almost go, wow, I'm dreaming the America dream. But you got to understand who you're having this discussion with, Kurt. You're having this discussion with a bunch of absolute corporate / government in bed together, fascist, socialist, whatever ist terms you want to use, thugs. And trust you me, they have no desire for you to be in the free market and run your own business according to the dictates of your conscience. They don't mean that at all. And so the sad part is we're not even on the same page for the discussion. They go on and say the UK has added 1.4, quote, microfirms, those with between 0 and 9 employees, Kurt. Now, we talk about the Freelancers Union, and they go on and on and on about this, Kurt, but I'm telling you, they say the ideal working life for many millennials is not even finding a safe job that will last them a lifetime, but creating a glamorous startup that's backed by angel investors. See, they dream this impossible dream, Kurt. It's kind of like being in the NBA or something. Most people aren't successful that way. You're not going to create some big angel investor-backed startup, become a rock star overnight, become a billionaire, and then do whatever you want with the rest of your life. Okay? That only happens for the very few. And it's not even oftentimes related to talent. It's related to talent mixed with opportunity, mixed with timing, mixed with a whole lot of luck. It's kind of like rolling the dice in the gambling hall. Do some people win? Yeah, but most people lose. So what I'm telling you is, think about being an entrepreneur. Think about investing in hard work your whole life and eventually building a legacy for your family. That's appropriate viewpoint. Thinking about becoming a rock star on the altar of this angel investor driven spin off your corporate and retire at 20 idea is a lie. Okay? The average income from self-employment is falling, Kurt, not rising. And it's because of this overregulated, deceptive viewpoint of what the free market really looks like and is at the heart of the deception. So understand that we're not even on the same playing field for rules or discussion points when we use similar or like terms, Kurt, with these elite thugs. So understand that, because it's hard to even have a discussion when you're so far apart on what reality is. What do you think, Kurt? There's my thoughts. We're not even on the same page, my friend.
You know, and yet when it comes to the gig economy or whatever else, you know, ladies and gentlemen, the recommendations that, you know, continue to be the same. Hey, hone your skills, stay out of debt, live on less than you earn, you know, develop good relationships. You can call them, connections with your buddies, friends like that, who can make sure that, hey, you know, between the group of you, if you will, you can help each other out. You can find, either good opportunities or better employment, etc. You know, and I typically want to promote the, private way of doing that. And that's individual to individual, maybe in the churches, but not the government fixing this, you know, presenting a solution. It never works that way.
You're right about that, and that's why I bring up this free market versus their ideas of a controlled fascist scenario. We're not talking about the same terms, so I completely agree with Kurt. If you obey some fundamental principles of good business, plan on staying out of debt, plan on growing your businesses organically, plan on being careful and working hard to build something, hey, those leaders of government are at odds with your plan, but you can still accomplish the goal. It's really tough, though. And the more we stand by free market principles and reject their plans, the better off we are. And it first starts with understanding of who they are and what they want to do to our plans, and then how to achieve our goals is the answer. All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.